Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis
is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. An amended version, no live show tonight because the Hawks are in action. And that means we do the podcast version. So about a 20-minute version of the show for you to download and share with your friends, family, as we dive into the world of high school sports. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course, at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. And as I mentioned, this is our weekly dive into the world of high school sports, but an amended version because of the Hawks being in action tonight. So I believe we will be back live on the airwaves on 92.9 The Game next Wednesday, 10 p.m., our usual start time. But without further ado, man, welcome into the episode. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Got a great show lined up with you with two amazing guests. This young lady, Kobe Obi, who's been doing her thing, only a sophomore for the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans girls basketball team. And, of course, Caleb Wilson of the Holy Innocents Golden Bears boys basketball team, one of the nation's top boys basketball recruits, top recruit in his class here in the state of Georgia for 2025. So great conversations with the both of them. You'll hear those. And, of course, we'll get into our weekly recap, which wasn't a lot, especially going into the weekend, because, as you know, snow hit the area and shut everything down. So wasn't able to get out after Wednesday, but was able to get back out on Monday, check out some hoops action and all that good stuff. So without further ado, let's go ahead and do what we do and get into the Prep Roundup.
Let's go, let's go.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup
on Prep Sports Station on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, first off, we want to give out some shout-outs. Congratulations, speaking of Holy Innocence, girls basketball, Haley Swain reaching 2,000 career points. I've had a chance to watch Haley ball out since, I believe, her eighth grade year. Of course, I've had her dad on the show years ago when Prep Sports Nation was just a podcast before joining 92.9 The Game. So congratulations to Haley Swain, Holy Innocence Golden Bears, again, reaching 2,000 career points. In volleyball news, shout out to Abigail Lee of the Alpharetta Raiders. She was named the Gatorade Georgia Girls Volleyball Player of the Year. How about that? Coming off a state championship. Congratulations, Abigail Lee. Again, Alpharetta Raiders girls volleyball team. Moving on to some coaching news. It has been reported that Coach Daniel Boone Williams has left Langston Hughes and will take over as the new head football coach at Northside Warner Robins. So congratulations to Coach Boone on the move. Had him on the show several times. Always pleasant, always willing to hop on and talk to us. So obviously a big move for him. So definitely want to wish him congratulations. And then the Brookwood Broncos announced that they have a new coach, and that is Coach Chad Nybert. So congratulations to him on taking over the reins of the Broncos. All right, like I said, short week last week since last talking to you. Only thing I was able to get into was a little bit of wrestling. It was senior night for the Marietta Blue Devils wrestling team, and a great night for them. It was a tri-match. They played host to St. Pius and Decatur, but more importantly, it was another opportunity for Coach Tommy Carthers to celebrate senior athletes, and I got a chance to catch up with him and ask him briefly just what it means, again, to have another opportunity, another night celebrating those excellent student athletes.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing we preach all the time. You know, it's like we want to win. Of course, we want to be competitive. We want to win. But the biggest thing, and you can ask any one of them, we tell them this all from the moment they step on the mat, is that we're more concerned with what kind of men and women you become after you leave here. So we try to help them, you know, be the best versions of themselves as they can be.
All right, and obviously every year you probably have each group probably has something special. What is it about this particular senior group that's special for you? They'll hold a special place in your heart.
I think it's the heart of this senior class. These kids are just phenomenal people. They're going to give you everything they got. I feel like every one of them is going to be a great success in whatever they choose to do, because they have shown me that they can. The sky's the limit for all of them.
Awesome. Well, Coach, obviously, I know you got more matches to get to today. So what's it going to take for a successful run for this team, this group, down the stretch of this season here?
I think, honestly, it's just fine-tuning. I mean, I don't think there's anything new that we got to add at this point. You know, at this point, there's nothing really new that you can't add. I think that they got to, which is another thing that we tell them all the time, they got to start seeing what we see and start believing it for themselves. And once they start doing that, we can take off.
And then came the snow. So that shut things down for me for the remainder of the week. But on Monday, I was back out and about. Decatur Bulldogs boys basketball team playing host to the Woodward Academy War Eagles. Big region showdown in this one. Both teams coming in unbeaten in region play. And it would be Woodward Academy getting the win, but it was a great game. Hats off to the Decatur Bulldogs, because they were in full control of this thing throughout the first half. Every run that Woodward tried to make, Decatur answered right back to extend their lead, going up by as many as 12 at the half. But unfortunately, in the third quarter, Woodward really got into a groove, outscoring them 30-6 in the period, and they would go on to pick up the win. And afterwards, I spoke with their head coach, Anthony Thomas.
Well, first of all, credit to Coach Welsh and Decatur, man. They really came out, really tough team. I know he's going to coach them well. They play very extremely hard. They put us in some tough positions, tonight. But third quarter, we just really went back to basics. Really went back to, we want to make sure that we were competing, we had good effort, and then the rest will take care of itself. And if we were able to do that, give us a chance to win a ball game. One of my coaches said we just wanted to win that quarter. So winning that quarter was big for us. And it was just about making plays to finish down the stretch.
Obviously, a good bit of basketball for you guys left, but you guys are having a really good run here. What have you seen from your guys throughout this stretch that's impressed you the most?
I guess most impressive is sharing the basketball. A lot of talented guys on the team. A lot of sacrifices have to be made every night, top to bottom. And I think we're doing that. We're growing as a team. The goal is to be playing our best basketball come the end of the season. I think we're heading in that direction.
All right, that'll do it for the prep roundup. Now let's get into our first conversation. Kobe Obi, young lady for the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans girls basketball team, doing her thing, only a sophomore, and her high school career is getting off to a very good start, already starting to get that recognition, and here is my conversation with Kobe. All right, Kobe, first off, congratulations on the success you're having thus far in your high school career. After year one, what would you say have been some of the adjustments you had to make, you know, coming into year two for you?
Some adjustments I had to make from last year has been my confidence and just believing in myself and bringing my confidence to practice and games, and stop overthinking and taking risks and not being afraid to make mistakes in the game, and being able to recover from those mistakes and move on to the next play. And just learning to rely on my teammates as we support each other.
Good deal. And as far as the season for you and your teammates, speaking of, you know, what stands out to you the most about your team and, you know, all that you're getting into, you know, as you all are getting ready to get into this second half of the season here?
What stands out the most is with my teammates, we always encourage and support and celebrate one another. We do a really good job with that. And our willingness to learn from our mistakes and get better, which allows us to grow together as a team.
All right, spending time on the WaveFord.com hotline. Kobe Obi of the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans girls basketball team joining us here on Press Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And obviously, Kobe, a lot of basketball left. What are some key things that you all can focus on to help you all with having the success or a successful run this year?
As a team, we can continue to be coachable, continue to work as a team individually in our spare time with training, and keep up our intensity and not letting it die out to show other people what we can bring to the table as a team.
All right. And again, you're in your sophomore season and you're starting to get recognition and honors. Just talk about what it means to see that the dedication to the hard work is starting to pay off for you.
Well, it always feels good to be recognized for your hard work. I'm really grateful and appreciative to be recognized. However, I have goals playing on a college level and my journey has just started. I want to stay focused and keep working hard and compete against myself and grow to the best athlete I can be.
All right. And what are some of the lessons you're learning that you believe are, you know, having an impact, a positive impact on your development?
Just to stay focused on myself and not compare myself to others. My journey is very different from others.
Mm-hmm. All right, spending time on the WayForward.com hotline with Kobe Obi, Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans girls basketball team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, talk about your experience of learning and being coached by the likes of Coach G. I know she can be very fun, but I've also seen her, you know, have her intense moments of when it comes down to, you know, just, you know, not in a bad way, but, you know, just staying on you all, staying on you ladies, and whatnot. So just talk about that experience.
Well, I love and enjoy being coached by Coach G. She's encouraged me and motivated me ever since my freshman year. She's seen me grow as a student and a person and a basketball player, and she understands me, and we just have a natural bond. I've learned that when she's coaching me, she has high expectations and pushes me to be better.
All right, last one, Kobe, before I let you go. You know, where does the inspiration for you come from and, you know, that allows you to get up and put in that work each and every day, you know, day in and day out, you know, because, you know, you guys, your level of play that you're at now, it's a lot different. You know, I always tell student athletes from when I was in high school, now it seems like you all – you know, you all don't sometimes seemingly have a chance to turn it off. So, you know, where does that inspiration for you come in to put in that work each and every day?
My inspiration comes from my younger self. I started playing basketball about 4 years ago and playing with kids that have been playing for a really long time and who were already skilled. Mm-hmm. And looking back, I would have never thought I would be in the position I am in right now.
Good stuff. Well, Kobe, congratulations again on an awesome start to your high school career. Looking forward to watching you and your teammates as this season progresses, as well as the rest of your high school career. And thank you once again for taking time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you for having me.
All right, once again, that was Kobe Obi, Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans girls basketball team. Definitely appreciate her taking time out of her day to join me. Up next, you've probably heard his name quite a bit the last couple of seasons, and rightfully so. That is Mr. Caleb Wilson, Holy Innocence, Golden Bears boys basketball, top recruit in the state, class of 2025, top recruit in the nation, and again, another student athlete having another phenomenal high school career. His will come to an end after this basketball season completes, but got a chance to catch up with him. And I know everybody wants to know where he's going to probably commit to. I want to know what the pregame meal was. Here's my conversation with Caleb. All right, Caleb, first off, man, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join me here on the show, and congratulations on the success you've had throughout your career, man, over at Holy Innocence, as well as the success you and your teammates are having this season, man. What would you say have been key, some of the key things to helping you all have the current run that you're having?
Just trusting in each other as a team, you know. I feel like that's something that's really come along with me. You know, going through high school and being a senior now, just after coming up short last year in the state tournament, just realized that it takes a team. So I think that we've kind of embraced that as a team, and we just play together. We play really unselfish and believe in each other.
All right, and I know it was a busy summer for you, but as you were getting ready for this season, were there areas of your game that you were kind of focused on to help you get ready?
For sure. I worked on getting stronger a lot so I could – you know, go through the long season. You know, last year was my first year playing 30 games in the season because we made it all the way to the championship. So that was definitely tougher as the season went along to stay healthy and kind of deal with those nagging injuries. So I definitely worked on getting stronger and also working on my jump shot and my ball handling.
All right. And looking back over your high school career, you know, what areas of growth stand out to you, especially if they were benchmarks or goals, but, you know, areas that, you know, you're happy you reached those areas?
Definitely, I became my school's leading scorer the other night.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. My 1,000 points is really big, and, you know, that run we made that last year was huge. I feel like it was a precursor to what we do this year. I feel like we should win this state championship this year, but that was monumental for sure. And also winning that PCM championship over the summer at AAU, that was huge.
Yeah, man, congratulations on all of that. And spending time with Caleb Wilson, Holy Innocence Golden Bears basketball team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, for you, as the national spotlight on you started to grow over the years, what advice, you know, were you given to help you, you know, to kind of learn how to balance everything and be able to keep your focus on, you know, your team and, you know, your progress and dealing with recruitment and all of that?
You know, I just often always talk to my family. They help me stay grounded and stay mentally prepared and ready to do whatever is needed to be done. And, you know, that's really all I've done, stay grounded, for sure.
All right. And, you know, when it is time for you to move on and continue your academic athletic career, what are some of the lessons you've learned at this level that you know are going to stick with you at the next level?
Definitely stay focused and that you can always be better. You can always learn. I feel like I can always be a better student, a better athlete, a better brother. And you can definitely do the same on the court. So just keep trying to be better.
All right. And for you, you know, over the years, who are some of your favorite players that you kind of like to watch?
For sure. In high school?
Yeah, or just in general, yeah. You know, just players that you like to watch that you maybe, you know, I like this part of their game. I might try to steal some of that. You know, that kind of stuff.
I definitely say Nikola Jokic. He's my favorite player, and I watch a lot of Shea. But in high school, I really liked Stephon Castle a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and Isaiah Collier.
Yeah, great guys there, man. Hanging out with Caleb Wilson, Holy Innocence, Golden Bears boys basketball, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, some fun questions, man. Do you have a go-to meal before the games, or can you kind of just chow down on whatever and get out there and rock and roll?
I usually eat some American deli before every game.
That's what's up. All right, and you know, what about the earbuds? If you do warm up with earbuds, you know, what's the playlist kind of consist of?
I listen to a lot of Lucky, artists out of Chicago. That's my favorite rapper, and he really relates to me, so I love his music.
Good deal. Last one, Caleb, before I let you go, man. What are going to be the keys for you and your teammates to finish the season in the manner in which you all hope, like you mentioned, bringing home that state title?
Stay healthy, for sure. Always be trusting in each other and, you know, just go out there with a mentality that we should win every time.
Good deal, man. Well, Caleb, thank you once again for taking time out of your day, man, and congratulations on a phenomenal high school career that you've been having up to this point. Still a lot of basketball for you and your guys to go, so, man, good luck down the stretch.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this amended version of Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank you so much to Kobe and Caleb for joining me here on the show for this episode. Looking forward to being back live with you Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be sure you tap in. I am Damian Day-Day Lewis at VD Lewis for Real at 92.9 The Game at PS_Nation_. We'll see you.